Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are. We welcome you to a very exciting edition of Radio Biafra presentation. We are live and we are direct. I was pausing there because we cannot get any live feed to our app. I believe that our platform this very evening has been roundly compromised, and we are going to do all we can to rectify it tomorrow morning. Those of them in Biafra land cannot listen to me because there has been a sabotage somewhere on our systems, and we are going to fix it tomorrow morning. Please tell people they can hear us via Facebook, because I'm live on my page, and we are also on YouTube as well. I don't know where else most of them can listen. We are under very concerted and serious attack by our enemies. But we are going to overcome all of this rubbish by tomorrow morning and be on a sound footing. If need be, I will also try to repeat this very broadcast tomorrow, if it is possible. Before I go on to welcome each and every one of you, given the gravity of this very sabotage this evening, I am asking all of you to make sure you download IPOB Community Radio app. Very, very important that you all download IPOB Community app. Very, very critical. Because enemies are everywhere, and they are doing all they can to stop this very gospel from being preached. But we shall preach it this evening, and as I said, if need be, I'll be live on air tomorrow to continue the propagation of this very gospel. What is happening to us now is not entirely unexpected, because we have defeated the enemy. And this evening you can listen via my page, Mazen Namde Kanu, of course, the official page, not the fake ones being run by DSS. You can also follow us on Radio Biafra. We are live on Radio Biafra page. Very, very important. We are live there as well. It seems to me as if this is going to be just a presentation on social media alone this evening, because I'm looking at the monitors here and nothing is happening. I have received information that our app is not functioning, but I can assure you by tomorrow we'll fix it. But for us to fix it, please go and make sure you download IPOB Community Radio. I want it everywhere, please. I want it posted on my page that the world may know what it looks like. The enemies, they may try to go and recreate something similar, but it can never ever be the same. Now allow me to say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, because we are being listened to all over the world. We are live and we are direct, and the entirety of humanity is listening. Our enemies are doing the best they can, but they cannot prevail. Temporary, this very glitch this evening is temporary. By tomorrow we shall overcome it. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra all over this very planet. And by the very special grace of the Most High Elohim, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, wherever you are, I welcome you, and I will also ask you to welcome those who are around you. This is a live presentation, as I said. We are not going out on our app or our FM in Biafra land because of a very grievous sabotage which we are going to rectify tomorrow. Because we always have alternative plans here on this very platform, and we have always overcome our enemies, and so shall we do by tomorrow morning. Today's date for those of you who are joining us is Sunday the 16th, and the time now is approximately 11 minutes past 7 p.m. in the land of Biafra. And all over this very planet, those who can via Facebook will be able to listen to us, and also on YouTube as well. If you look for this very broadcast on YouTube, you'll find it. As you well know, if you're listening via my page, it has been suppressed. If you're listening via Radio Biafra page, that too has also been suppressed. In other words, You will never see the full complement of those who are listening. You will never see sometimes when you post something, you may not be able to see your comment. Even the notification that normally goes out to people, when I start any live program, you may not receive. In other words, you have to come, physically come to my page to be able to participate, or should I say partake, in our program this evening. Previously, we were on 30,000. They moved us to 15,000. From there, they moved us to 13,000. They moved us to 11,000. They moved us to 10,000. Now, they are trying to peg us at around about 7,000. You must also be aware that the devil is working. The enemies are working tirelessly hard, but they can never prevail. They have never, ever defeated us before, and they cannot do so now. Before we go any further, we must pray. A very important prayer this evening. Because all that we are cometh from the Most High Elohim, not from man. We possess no strength of our own. There is nothing that we have been able to accomplish that is down to our will or our might. That is why always and without fail nor hesitation we give grace to the Almighty in heaven. This evening is very, very critical and very pivotal that we listen and listen very attentively. Now we must pray. I am going to pray from the book of Isaiah, chapter 31. Woe unto those who go down to Egypt for help. In this instance, Egypt is the Zoological Republic, Nigeria. Because thou art God Almighty in heaven, all power is yours. At the palm of your hands, O Mighty One, is the power of creation itself. Everything that we see around us, all that we are, you made it possible. This evening, as always, in good and in bad, we give glory unto thy holy name. Because that was what David assured you of. That in good times and in bad we must give praise unto thee. Because you are the beginning and the end. You are the Alpha and the Omega. There is no other God apart from thee. And as I did promise you, these your children, these very IPOB, they have come to thee in truth and in every honesty. And that is why you have sustained us to this very day. Not minding all the sacrifices, all the killings, all the arrests, all the beatings, all the detentions that we have been forced to endure. Your grace continues to multiply upon us. And this evening we pray to thee, O Heavenly Father, and we say, woe unto those of them that go to Abuja, who rely on the feeble might of the Janjaweed, who trust in their guns, in their AK-47 and in their bullets, who trust in the Zoo army. We say woe and shame unto all of these people who do not look up to the one true living God in heaven. Those who turn their back unto the Almighty, those who boast in their own strength and in their own courage. We say woe unto all of you. Because only those who are wise can understand. Because disaster is coming. Because this same God that we serve do not take back his words. This God has said, I will rise up against the house of the wicked, the house of the Janjaweed, against those who help evildoers, against every traitor, every saboteur. Chukwokika Biama says, I will rise up against thee. In the book of Isaiah 31:2. Because the Zoo army you see today, they are DSS who are busy ransacking homes. They are mere mortals, they are men, they are not God. They trust in their might, in their guns. They trust in the help they are getting from the British. And though a band of shepherds be called against a great lion, that lion is not frightened. That very lion is IPOB. Though they may shout and clamor and disturb, we are not moved. We are focused on this singular mission. For the Lord God Almighty in heaven will come down on this very earth to do battle in the land of Biafra. And like the birds hovering overhead, this Lord God Almighty will shield the land of Biafra. He will shield it and he will deliver it. Because those are his promises and his words. Chukwuka Kabiama will come and Biafra will be rescued. All of you that have revolted against God Almighty in heaven must return to him. Because when Biafra shall come, we shall reject every idol of silver and of gold, every image that the hands of men have created. They will be destroyed. For the zoo will fall on its own sword, for they are mere mortal men. They will flee before us, and this very trumpet of freedom shall be blown, and the stronghold of the enemy shall collapse, as it is collapsing now around Asarok. They will not stand the sight of our banner of war, so says the Lord of hosts. For he shall come to deliver his children, for his grace and his mercy shall abide within this very noble family, this IPOB, of this very generation. For it has been decreed, for as long as a child is born, for as long as a child is made up of the blood of Biafra, that very child shall reference this time in history. For they will say they came, their name was IPOB, and Chukwuka Kabiama was with them. They were outnumbered everywhere. They were surrounded by very powerful enemies. But lo and behold, the Lord God of hosts, through his grace and his grace alone, delivered his children from the hands of the enemy. And Biafra came, and Biafra stood, and shone like a beacon across the darkened continent of Africa, to the glory of the Most High, Creator of the heavens and the earth, Elohim, Chukwuka Kabiama Purumi Hanine. Today and only today do we pray, now and forevermore. He said, as I said, our FM is silent this very evening in Biafra land and across the zoo, Nigeria. Our app is also not functioning. It is very, very sad and regrettable. I will ask people to please go to Facebook and go to YouTube to partake in this very offering this evening. That is if you want to follow us live, that is. By tomorrow, all of this will be fixed. That I can assure you. By tomorrow, it will be fixed. We are now going to proceed very hastily and without further hesitation to our presentation this evening. A lot of it, as always, will be posted on my page as we proceed. But there is one thing I want all of us to understand this very evening. We are facing a very formidable array of enemies, both external and within. And we are going to overcome each and every one of these obstacles. That I can assure you, that they may know that the God we worship is an invisible God, not a God that was wrought by the hands of men. For we do not worship idol, and we can never ever worship idol. Is impossible. This very family, this IPOB, belongs to the Most High. Chukwuka Kabiama Purumi Hanine, and that is how it's going to be until Biafra comes and beyond to eternity. This evening, I want to place it on record that our enemies are intensifying their attack against us from every corner. I am not saying this as lamentation or complaint. I am only trying to prepare our people for what is to come. You are being prepared for what is to come. The time has come to separate the chaff from the wheat itself. Our march is very, very near. The enemies are trembling, they are quaking, they are doing all they can to try to stop us. But they have failed very woefully, and they will continue to fail. Why am I saying this? A few days ago, I received a message from Facebook saying that they'll be restricting and suppressing every post I make on my wall. Their reason is that I have insisted since 2017 that the original Buhari is dead. What this has to do with Facebook, I have no idea. If you scroll down on my page, you will see a post I made about the 25-year-old boy and the very old Buhari in 2016 before he died in January of 2017. And I called it the stupidity check. I asked people to have a look at those pictures and to tell us if actually those two people are the same. Apparently they're not the same. And it's very clear. Do you know what happened? Facebook, Lai Mohammed, Asarok, as the case may be, Garoba Shehu and all the rest of them, and two Igbo boys and one Yoruba, they organized them to do what is called a fact check from AFP, a very reputable news organization. It's a news agency, AFP. Do you know what happened? They decided to write an epistle claiming that all the allegations I've been making about Jibril and Buhari, that they are false. These are black people. And I want you to cast your mind back to what I said about black people a while back, about this tendency to gravitate towards evil. I have made it very clear all the time. Most people take offense to this when I say this, when I preach it, that there is something so evil about black people that they are attracted to everything that is bad. Some people don't take this very kindly, or don't take it very kindly, but it is the truth. Two Igbo boys and one Yoruba boy, claiming they are AFP. AFP is a white news outlet. But they gave them so much money that they purchased the right to fact check in Africa for AFP. They went and disgraced themselves by saying that the information that I provided was false. So when we noticed what was happening, I asked one of our assistants to try and boost one of the posts to see or hear what Facebook would say. In an attempt to boost one of the posts, a reply came back that this very page is guilty of publishing false information about Buhari. Facebook defending Buhari. I knew, of course, that money changed hands. I know they've been bribed. I know they've been paid to suppress my page. And I want that very picture to be posted. False information checked by independent fact checkers. What they're trying to, when you read this, you get the impression that it's a bunch of white people, because it's AFP. It's white people independently verifying, not knowing that these are APC rats. APC rats doing fact check on a subject that is critical of the man in whose name they've been looting everywhere dry. I want people to understand how the brain of a black African man works. So when I tell you things about African people, how evil we are, it is the truth. And I want to prove it tonight. Facebook based their decision to suppress my page, to stop me from disseminating information, based on what two Igbo criminals in Abuja wrote and one Yoruba idiot. Three people. Black, not white. And there was no scientific evidence to counteract what I have been asserting all these years. None. Just that two Igbo boys and one Yoruba boy came together, purchased the franchise to fact check using the name of AFP, Associated French Press. Facebook bought into that nonsense and decided to suppress news about Biafra that had been disseminating. Asked them the evidence to show that an old man of 80-something years old and a little boy of 25, that they are the same. This, according to little children, we did a simple analysis. Give these two pictures to a baby and ask the child of 6, are these two people the same? Facebook took offense. APC, Lai Mohammed, gathered up his gang, a bunch of niggers from Africa, to do a fact check. Can you imagine? This is a continent where even in calf tournaments, they go and bring outside referees. That is how awful we are. To referee an ordinary football match in Africa, they have to go outside to go and bring referees. That is how evil we are. 3 people in Abuja, 2, 1 in Lagos, 2 in Abuja. Hungry Iraqs. Facebook was relying on what corrupt, useless African niggers wrote to justify their suppression of free speech on my page. And I want to go on. Why am I saying all these things? Because I want you to understand the number of enemies we are fighting. I want Biafrans all over the world. I want them to know one simple fact. We have a lot of enemies. Not because we've offended anyone, but because we are blessed. I've said this many a time, that if you go to the scriptures, look at the story of Joseph and the brothers, the house of Jacob. Look at it before they went to Egypt. Because the father loved Joseph so much, the brothers had to conspire to kill him. I think it was Judah that said, oh, please don't kill him. Let's sell him to the Ishmaelite merchants. And they took him down to Egypt. Anytime you are loved, the same thing is happening to Israel. The same thing happened to the Jews all over the world. Anytime you are loved by God, anytime you are talented, anytime anything you touch becomes a success, people are bound to envy you. And out of that envy, understand this very carefully, comes every manner of ill will and wickedness directed towards you. That is how life is. We've done nothing wrong to anybody. The reason why we are hated is because we are blessed. We are the only people capable of bringing light into Africa. That is the truth. I'm not being arrogant, but that is a fact. If you doubt me, ask Britain and I will clarify it for you. These are the things that I need you to understand. These are the things that I need you to understand. They are telling me that the video has been partially muted. I don't know what Facebook means. But I want to tell you that we are getting attacks from everywhere. From everywhere all over the world. And very soon, they will buy over some of you. Some of you, they will buy some of you over. The spirit of Opa Biasika and Ifajuna are still in some of you. When the time comes, they will buy you over. I am not doing this program tonight to ask all of you to be strong. I am doing it to remind you. Not that if they succeed in buying you over, you're not going to stop what we are doing. You can't. Not in a trillion years. But I need you to appreciate one very simple fact. That at the end of this very race, everybody will testify that indeed Chukwuka Abiyama, the same God of Israel, of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the same God of Ehiri in Aguleri, the same God of Umweri, the same God of Ora Eri, the same God of Owe Eri, the same God of Arochukwu, not even the true God, one true God, you will know that indeed, not only is he omnipotent, that same God is the owner of this very agitation. No human being can stop it. We have enemies. And we need to be very, very careful. both within and without. Very, very careful. The next 2 weeks will be very pivotal. Next 2 weeks will be very, very important in the life, or should I say, in this very mission that we have embarked upon. The devil will do everything. And you are going to watch spectacularly how we are going to destroy and shame the enemy. That at the end, every glory and adoration will belong to God and not to man. Now let us go and tell you what is happening that some of you do not understand. I want those of you who are hardcore, those who we are chosen before you we are born. There were some people who we are chosen before they we are born to agitate for Biafra restoration. This is a message for you. Those who from their mother's womb they were born to do this very work. You must be very, very strong. Very, very strong. I am now going to read out the useless garbage that a whole Facebook based their decision upon to suppress Biafran posts, to try to claim to the world. Now, what I want to ask Facebook is it your duty to defend a man you claim is alive? If you claim that Buhari is alive, is it your duty to defend him? Why can't he come out and prove me wrong? Why can't they come out and sue me? People said to me, oh, don't say it. The word. I said, to hell with it. You people think we are living in the era of colonialism. When anything our white lord says we must do. No, not at all. I will keep saying it. Any day anybody can prove me wrong that Buhari is alive, I swear before the Almighty in heaven, I will abandon the agitation for Biafra. I say it again tonight. Anybody who can get that thing in Asorok to come out and to say, I am Buhari, I will abandon, I will come out publicly, I will apologize, I will rent my clothes, and I will abandon Biafra. People hiding and saying, oh, don't say it, because you have something to hide. You want one Nigeria to continue. People are afraid of the implosion of the zoo. It is not our own making. It was the Fulani that decided to lie and to deceive themselves, not us. When Yar'Adua died, people came out and said, Yar'Adua is dead. Jonathan took over. Buhari is dead. Facebook cannot change that fact. All those idiots, including AFP, that allowed themselves to... People think that having all the media of the world gang up against a group of people or a person will make them succeed. They ganged up against Trump. They never won in 2016. Trump still beat them. It doesn't matter if you have access and all the media power in the world. It doesn't matter. At the right time, the truth will prevail. Anybody telling you that thing with bent ear is Buhari, the person is a liar, a deceiver. A deceiver. And that is the gang that Facebook in Nigeria have joined. Anything that comes to Nigeria becomes corrupt. I don't know why. And once you come in contact with Nigeria, you become corrupt. All other places around the world, Facebook is okay. But in Nigeria, they gave them money to try to suppress the truth, to try and stop Biafra. But let me tell you something, you are in for a shock. People sometimes they ask me, why do I always, or why do we, this very team that I lead, why do we always choose the hard way to get this Biafra? There are ways to do it. You can mellow down. I said to them, to hell with you. I don't want it the easy way. I don't want Biafra the easy way. I want every enemy to come out. I want every adversary to come out. I want every follower of Lucifer to come out. Come and face us direct. And we decimate you. That's what I've always done. And this family grows from strength to strength. From strength, nothing, I say it openly, nothing can stop Biafra restoration by IPOB. No Jupiter. They have not given birth to you. Man, woman, animal, or beast, they've not given birth to you. And you want to know why? Because of the God we serve. Because of the God we serve. He said his words are yea and amen. It never ever changes. From generation to generation. God made us a promise. If you return to me and worship me as your ancestors did, give every glory and honor to me, not to anything else, Biafra will come in your time. And I only need 100 people to be able to have that mindset, and Biafra will come. Anybody coming against us is coming after the Almighty in heaven. And that is why they have been trying for very many years. Have you not noticed? The more they try to stop us, the stronger we become. The more they arrest, the more people come into IPOB. The more they destroy, the more stations we have. Have you not noticed it? Has it not occurred to anybody? That the more they try to suppress us, the more popular we become. Have you not noticed it? Now listen to what AFP said and those that wrote it. When they say AFP fact check, you think these are white people, learned, intelligent people. You don't know they're a bunch of black baboons in the zoo using the name of AFP, and they're in trouble. You know why they're in trouble? Because I tell people what I'm going to do before I do them. I'm going to sue them in America. I want AFP to come to court in America and Facebook come to court in the USA and prove me a liar, because you've called me a liar by telling the whole world that the picture of a 25-year-old boy wearing a mask and an 86-year-old man, that they're the same. We are going to go to a court of law in a civilized country where the judges can sit down and look at the pictures, and I want that idiot to walk into the courtroom and testify that these two pictures are the same. They are finished. They don't know who they're playing with. I know what they're going to do. They're going to say AFP will file a counter and say, oh, it's going to cost us £500,000 pounds to defend this very claim. So now the Kana must put down a surety of £500,000 to prove that if he loses, he'll be able to cover our cost. They don't know that we're red in the UK. They don't know that we have lawyers in the US. We are going to overcome all of that rubbish. I want AFP and Facebook to come into the courtroom and prove to a sitting judge that Buhari is alive. This is what I've been waiting for since. You see how miraculous God is? This is what I'm telling you now, so you can go and bribe anybody you can bribe. Go and spend more money on your consultants. Try and do all you can to stop us. You know, that's why I love myself sometimes. Before I do something, I tell you, this is what I'm going to do. I want you to do all you can to stop me from doing it. Because you can't. I'm over here, you cannot. I'm telling AFP, I'm placing them on notice. All these idiots working for Janjaweed, they're going to come to court to testify. Because they wrote, using the name of AFP, repeated claims that Nigeria's president is dead, promoted by supporters of separatist group. That was the headline. This is what Facebook wrote to me and said, on this basis, we are restricting the audience that can read your posts. Because, of course, despite all their best efforts, people go to my page to read all the time. That's where the world gets their news from. And Radio Biafra, of course. Our pages and our groups. They know that. Let me read it for you. Do you know who wrote this thing? Mayowa Tijani. Now, I'm asking you, all over the world, if you're looking for people to be impartial, to look at something dispassionately, are you going to call a Nigerian? If you want a judge anywhere in the world to preside over a case, will you go to Nigeria? Will you go to Nigeria to go and look for a judge? I'm asking anybody who has any sound mind. I'm asking you. You won't go to Nigeria. You'll go elsewhere. Do you know who said that the two pictures I posted, that they are the same person? A Nigerian, a Nigerian, a monkey from a zoo named by the British. His name, the chief author, is Mayowa Tijani. Because if you look at AFP, you Google AFP, you will see white people. AFP is a news agency working for white interests, so to speak. You have this baboon here, Mayowa Tijani, a monkey from a zoo, using the name of AFP to write garbage. Now, let us see if they have any proof to counter what I have been saying. That is how you know. Do you have any proof to counter us? Because what Facebook does is that they go to my page. When I'm doing a broadcast, they go to my page. Not only do people not receive any notification, they make sure that they control the number of people who can read my post, people who can listen to my broadcast. Because they don't want Biafra. They don't want it. Because Biafra will open the eyes of black people all over the world. Because Biafra will mean that blacks from America, blacks from the Caribbean, from Southern America, they will all flood into Africa. It will be like the time that Yeshua was born. Biafra is like a light, a beacon. They will follow it. They will say, let us go and see what is happening there. That is what these neo-colonialists do not want. They don't want Biafra to come. I am telling our people so they understand. The mountains, I didn't say one mountain, the mountains in front of us that we need to overcome. And for us to overcome it, we need to be very strong mentally, mental strength. Just like when you're doing anything in life, and it appears as if you are being buffeted from everywhere. That is the time that you no longer rely on willpower or your muscles. You go to your brain to endure and to persevere and to keep going until you overcome. That is the stage we are in right now. To make sure that our brain is in gear to confront everything the Janjaweed has to throw at us. We don't have money. Their budget is over $20 billion to fight us. They can bribe Facebook. They can buy them off. They can do anything they like. They can come to some of you and bribe you off. They can promise you what you've never had before. They can give you maybe a house in Dubai. They can promise you a vehicle. They can tell you, oh, we'll make you vice president. They can promise you anything to make sure that you're like them. But this very IPOB, this very hardcore, is not going to move. And I will tell you why we can't move. Facebook posts regularly circulate claiming that Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari is dead and that the man who has taken his place is a look-alike. This is false. This is from AFP. Mayowati Jani, a baboon in the zoo. This is false. Reports of Buhari's death have been greatly exaggerated since 2017 when supporters for the independence of Biafra, a region in southern Nigeria, first began posting the claim on Facebook as part of their public campaign to secede. AFP fact check explains why this rumor refuses to die. It is not a, they have now concluded it's a rumor. Nobody said that the here is the original Buhari giving an interview. They never did any comparative analysis. They never did any of that. They never delved into our claim to ascertain if what we're saying is right or not. They just said it's false. Who says it's false? Not a scientist. It is Mayowati Jani says it's false. Because he is writing under the banner of AFP. Just like what CNN used to do to Trump. They concoct news. When Trump says hydroxychloroquine cures somebody, they say, oh, no. This doctor from somewhere, he said it doesn't cure anything. And then you ask that doctor, have you taken hydroxychloroquine? But the doctor is taking it to stop himself or herself from getting COVID-19. But because Trump said it, they, it's false. I want our people to understand that we have many powerful enemies. That should not stop you. That should not deter you. That should not perturb you. We continue on our journey. This journey of redemption, of restoration, it is unstoppable. Let me continue. Now listen, this Facebook post from July 24, 2020 has been shared more than 3,000 times, which is a lie. Was shared more than 30,000 times and was published shortly after Buhari joined other African leaders in Mali for crisis talks last month. Now, that is their claim. That was the post. This is a whole AFP, a reputable, they are like Reuters, a reputable news agency. They went to my wall, my Facebook wall, and lifted what I wrote. When I wrote that this is the public unveiling of the latest Buhari hyper-reality face mask in Mali. They said, read the post introduction. It goes on to compare in fine detail two photographs of Buhari, a recent one from his Mali trip, and an older portrait. Now, you know what they did? They published what I wrote and they put bad on it with red. They cancelled it without providing any. Let's continue. It claims that owing to the purported differences in size, color, and shape of the necklines and ears, the most recent photograph cannot be Buhari, but instead a body double. But they saw where we circled the two ears. They saw it very clearly. They never referred to the ears. What they're now saying is they're looking at the neck. They're looking at the shape of the neckline and the ears. Look at one of the photographs. It has two ears, too. Here they are both two ears. Very clear. But Tijani, what is them? Mogaji Tijani is doing a fact check. A black monkey is doing a fact check on something that is above his station. I want you to understand, if this man, this Tijani of a man, if this man can be so evil not to address the issues that I raised in my post, but instead have decided to, should I say, prolong the reign or the rule of the Janjaweed so that Tinubu can take over in 2023. I want people to understand this very clearly. That is the game plan. They are doing all they are doing. Don't allow IPOP to collapse the zoo when we are not ready, so that Tinubu can go into these are black people. They are not concerned about the injustice of having to get a body double to play a president who is dead. They are not concerned about the democratic, or should I say the undemocratic implications of allowing somebody who wears a mask to remain in power. In his tiny brain, this Mogaji Tijani do not understand that the reason why you have rampant insurgency, runaway insecurity, so to speak, people dying every day, banditry, 5 terrorist groups everywhere, is because there is no head of state. That doesn't concern them. You can kill as many people as you like in southern Kaduna. You can slaughter as many Christians as you like right across the south. What matters to this man, to this very person, is for Tinubu to go into power. And that is why, for them to sustain this lie, we need to go and rubbish the people who are leading this very charge, and that is IPOB. Let us go to their leader's page, using the name of AFP, so that Facebook can clamp down on them, so that the world will not hear what we are saying. What Facebook is trying to accomplish is this. If people do not hear you, what happened to us in 1770 will happen to us again. That is why we are investing massively in the expansion of our FM base in Biafra land. That is why we are investing very heavily to make sure that our live television goes on in South Africa and also in the USA. You must understand this. Without media, you are nothing. Some of you are so ignorant, you're so foolish, you've not gone back to history, you've not studied why we failed. We failed because we had no medium on a consistent basis to spread our news to the whole world. We relied on BBC. And if you don't know the history of BBC during the war, I ask you to go and research it very, very carefully and very well. They were all against us. They wanted us dead. At the end of the war, we lost over 5 million people. That nonsense will not happen to us again. That is why media space is very, very important. And that is why this mess, stopping this program from going out to our people this very evening, will be sorted out tomorrow. I assure you, by tomorrow. But all of you must first of all go and get IPOB Community Radio app. Very, very important, please. Now, listen to what they said. Nobody can recreate a dead man without making silly mistakes. Buhari is dead and buried. That was what I wrote. The owner of the Facebook page, this is AFP now, this Yoruba boy writing this garbage. The owner of the Facebook, because they know if they hide under National Newspaper to write it, nobody will take it seriously. They know if they hide under This Day to write it, nobody will talk to them. They know under Guardian, nobody will talk to them. So they had to hide under a platform of white people to give their lies credibility. You must understand this, because on their own, they are nothing. They cannot do this with a Zoom newspaper. They have to go and hide under AFP. This Yoruba boy hid under AFP and two Igbo boys to write this garbage. The owner of the Facebook page responsible for the post is Mazen Nnamdi Kanu, the British Nigerian leader of the... I'm not a Nigerian, I'm a Biafran. The British, I should say, Biafran leader of the indigenous people of Biafra, IPOB, who are demanding independence from Nigeria. Similar claims to Kanu's are made in another post, archived here, while this one reaches the same conclusion with the hashtag Buhari is dead, by juxtaposing two low-quality images of Buhari and focusing on the, look at them, their grammar, purported changes to his front teeth, purported changes, but everybody can see it, that they're not the same. You can see it, you can, only a blind bat cannot see this. They can see it very clearly. I don't know where they got the pictures from, but this one only had 20 reactions. That is their lie. Do you know why they posted a picture with only 20 reactions and attributing it to me? When I post anything, before 10 minutes is up, there is over 1,000 reactions. Now, once it gets to 3,000, Facebook will step in and start suppressing. Before, that's what used to happen. I have never made any post with only 20 reactions. It's impossible. Impossible. But that's what they brought and posted here. To give white people the impression that, can you see, people are not reacting or paying attention to him. Unless you are into media subterfuge, you won't understand this. That's what they're trying to claim. Now, let me continue to read this for you. What these three niggas wrote from the zoo. Kanu again uses two comparative images in this post from August 9, 2020 to drive home his claim that a Buhari imposter is running the country or the zoo, as of course Nigeria is a zoo. It was shared nearly 5,000 times. The pictures were clearly altered. You see? This was a picture. You see how they lie. You see the thing about a black man and lies. I don't know why black people love lying. I don't know why. He said that we altered it. This was the picture we took from television. You can see the TV there. It was there. They claimed this boy was addressing people. This 25-year-old boy. We simply screen grabbed the picture from NTA. Do you know what this Yoruba boy said? He said, and two Igbo boys. There are three of them, two Igbo, one Yoruba. You know what they said? That the picture was altered. That we altered it. Do you see how they lie? Now, listen, he said we dated the pictures 4 years apart. They don't know we have the clip. And when we go to court, the judge is going to watch it. In the court of law, thank you. This is what I've been looking for since, for somebody to call me a liar, and that's what they have done. So we are going to court, and I will play for the judge the full NTA. And I will play the one with the dead Buhari with Angela Merkel. And I will ask that judge, even if he's blind, are these two people the same? I don't even need to call a scientist to prove it. Do you see how this our God works for us? They think that they are trying to suppress us. But they have shot themselves in the foot. And that is why we are going to hunt them down. One, both Facebook, I don't care how big they are. I don't give a damn. We are going to look at, you see, Zoo, as big as it is. IPOB is holding them down. Down. That even if they don't receive weapons, they blame IPOB. You see how big they are. We are holding them down. It doesn't matter who you are. Once you are on our radar, you are gone. You are gone. And so are they. That we altered the pictures. That's what they said. They continued. Adding to the recent spate of claims is an old picture post from 2018, which has been shared more than 23,000 times. That's more like it. That's more like the post I make. 23,000 times. which recently resurfaced on Facebook. It claims that a CNN reported the death of Buhari 2 years ago. No, not at all. All the facts are there. Do you see how they lie and they deceive? Do you see how they lie and they deceive? They went on to say that Buhari is not dead. Then how do you know he's not dead? They said Buhari, who is also the chairman of ECOWAS, is alive. He made a number of public appearances. Can somebody have body double? What is a doppelganger? Did Stalin not have a body double? Did Yeltsin not have a body double? Did Churchill not have a body double? Anybody can make appearance in the public. It is given. It is just how do you know Buhari is alive? Oh, he made a public appearance. The same way that somebody can wear a mask and make a public appearance. The same way we prove to the whole world that even Obama can be giving a speech somewhere without him being there. It's been proven. We've posted it time and time again. It is called artificial intelligence. Hyper reality face mask. Deep fake. The AFP is telling the whole world that they have not heard of deep fake before. There's something called deep fake. Deep fake. You can make anything appear to be anything you like. They said he made a number of public appearances, including this one on 31st of July 2020. Buhari also met with Northeast governors. You're telling, this is APC talking. APC have bribed AFP to use their name to peddle lies. And AFP is in trouble. Very serious trouble. Very, very big mess, I tell you. So how do you know that Buhari is alive? Oh, he was in public. He met Northern governors. Can you believe that? Is that how you prove that somebody is alive? Somebody with his ear bending, like plastic, ordinary plastic. People have become so blinded to the truth as a result of their existence in the zoo that when they see white, they call it black. That is how evil a black person is, especially one in the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. AFP said they ran multiple reverse checks and they checked this and they checked that and it is not true. And I'm asking you, ask that Buhari. They never said that Buhari spoke Fulfude, his mother tongue. No, because he cannot speak it. Because Buhari is dead. The dead one can, not this very one. They never said that the teeth is now the same. They never said he now looks 30 years younger than his age. They never said anything about the 2 years he was spotting. No, never. They never alluded to the fact that this idiot never gave a live press interview. Never took questions from the media live. Never. Do you see how they roll? Now, they went on to say that the IPOB is a separatist group demanding independence. The group led by Kanu was declared a terrorist organization. Do you see it? I know they will eventually head there. That's where they're heading to. But they will not tell the whole world that this same IPOB has been in court for over 2 years, begging them to open this. Let us hear this very matter in the appeal court. I took out a whole full page advert in Vanguard newspaper to ask them, if you claim IPOB is a terrorist, why don't you allow us to debate it in your court? Till today, they have not allowed us to debate this very matter in court. But they're writing the terrorist group. Do you see how they roll? That Kanu served 18 months for criminal conspiracy, intimidation, and belonging. Do you see APC writing? Oh, our lawyers will have a field day in America with this. A field day. AFP is finished. Them and Facebook, as mighty as they are, this IPOB will humble them to tell them who we are. Their lies have caught up with them. So they ask them, how do you know that Buhari is alive? Buhari is alive because he met northeastern governors. That's all. Did they meet them live with journalists present? The answer is no. The same thing with Osibajo, missing since April. Osibajo missing since April. And I keep asking them, who has seen Osibajo in public since April? Nobody. But he's the vice president of a country. I don't know where the silliness of... Of course, Facebook, they have now started. The reduction, they've started. that's how they roll. We got to 11.5. They have started reducing it. It's now 11.2. It's gone to 11.3. That's how they keep it until they get to 7,000 and then they stop. I need you to understand, we have many enemies. You need to be strong. If you are not strong, if this IPOB is not strong, I don't mean muscle strength. If you are not strong mentally, they will overrun us. We need to remain very resolute and very, very strong. Temptation will come from everywhere. Idiots will spring up from everywhere. Fools will emerge from where you never expected them to emerge from. Those campaigning for 2023 will bribe some of you. Those campaigning for 2023, ignorantly and foolishly, of course, because the Fulanis will retain their presidency, they will come to deceive some of you. They will give you fanciful ideas that are unworkable. If you fall for it, then you're finished. These are the things that I want you to understand this very evening. You can see their lies. I am asking AFP this evening, can please ask that thing in Asorok, wearing a Facebook, Aisha's boyfriend, ask him to give us a press interview in Fufude, Fulani language, that the dead Buhari spoke. They cannot do it. Just do it now to prove me. I am not asking you, don't submit yourself for DNA test. Simply go and give us a press. Allow the media to ask you questions live on television. And you see what will happen. That's why you never see him sweat. Because he's wearing a mask covering the one that is inside. His proper face inside. AFP never mentioned the hole in his neck. Some of the zoo animals, Nigerians, it's simple to ask questions. Oh, Mr. President, how come your neck, that hole in your neck is now gone? Do you know AFP, they're very clever. They never brought out that picture with the hole in the neck. They know the world will ask them questions. They never brought it out. But of course, it's not AFP. They bribed somebody in AFP to use their name. For APC to use their name to write this junk. Now, listen. Why the claim persists? Frederick Nwabuofor, a Nigerian journalist who has written extensively about Biafra, told AFP that the movement supporters see Buhari as an obstacle to the realization of the separatist goals and employed the body double narrative to delegitimize the government. This is an Igbo man, Frederick Nwabuofor. These are the people fathered by the Fulani Janja. You have many of them. Fulani Turime. These are the people who we have fathered before, during, and after the war. I said this thing to you last time. Do you just imagine what could have happened had Ndidi stayed back with Bongo Zigwe? Go see Babangida. Babangida will impregnate her and then she will come back to Bongo Zigwe to give birth. Maybe they'll name the child Okechukwu. You think he's a human being? You don't know it's a Janja with blood. The same thing happened. This one is Frederick Nwabuofor. He says the Biafran leadership needs the controversy to stay alive to remain relevant. Before Buhari died, were we not relevant? You see how they keep changing. Anytime we hit them very hard, they say, oh, they want to be relevant. They want to be known. Every man, because they know that some of us, our mind is like a sponge. We don't, anything we absorb, once you squeeze us a little bit, we drop everything that we have learned. They know that very well. It's a very simple mind game. His name is Frederick Nwabuofor, Igbo boy, doing his running errands in Abuja. They are writing for AFP fact check. These are the people who are hungry, begging the Janja weed to feed them. They are the ones doing fact check. These are APC members doing fact check, which Facebook is relying upon to suppress Biafra on their platform. There's another one called David Ajikobi, whatever rubbish that Ajikobi, whatever it means. He is the Nigerian editor of fact-checking organization Africa Check. Said supporters continue to share the false claims because of their confirmation bias. Bring out, you're speaking useless grammar. Bring out the idiot in Asorok. He was speaking, if you claim it's Buhari, he was speaking Fufude before the real one died, before he went to London and died there. You bring out this fool, let him speak Fufude. Simple, Fulani native tongue. And then I give up. He cannot do it. Because they've been training and coaching the idiot, he cannot do an interview in Fufude. Simple. Do you see the number of enemies we have? Now, from what I've just mentioned this evening, AFP have taken their own money. A very powerful news outlet. Anything they publish is syndicated all over the world. They're against what we are doing. Facebook is against what we are doing. They are rich already. They're still getting money from the zoo. These are what I call the Luciferian Alliance. Those who believe in COVID-19, to use it to plant chips in people, to use it to inject it with vaccine, so our wives and our mothers will be barren. These are the same, they are the same group of people. We know them very well. When the time comes, they'll be exposed. Do you see the number of enemies you have? Not just AFP and Facebook. Look at the names of, these are Igbo names. Frederick Nwabufo is Igbo. Akujiobi, I'm sure that's his name. He sent it to Ajikobi, so we won't find him. He's Igbo. They will come, they will buy some of you. Because some of you don't have any conscience. Some of you don't understand what Biafra means. Some of you don't understand the reason why we need to be free. Some of you, your grandfathers were slave owners, they were slave traders. Even when the white man said that slavery should brought to an end, some of you revolted. Some of you rioted and said slavery should continue. You wanted to continue selling your own people. That's how life is with black people, you know. Now listen very carefully to this. And this is where I want to put Facebook and AFP to shame. All of you must listen very, very carefully to this very clip I am about to play. So you will understand it. And understand the mess that the zoo is in. The zoo is in a very big, big, big mess. And I want to prove it to the whole world that the zoo is in a mess. We are now going to listen to the voice of the former head of state, former president, Olusegun Obasanjo. Obasanjo knows that Buhari is dead. Obasanjo, you know, he's a very clever man. He is now trying to tell you fools, Nigerians, that if your eyes are not open, anything you see, you will take. Now, we want to listen to Obasanjo. I thank our brother that sent this very clip to me today. I thank him very, very much. I want our people to listen to Obasanjo very, very carefully to understand what is happening in the zoo. Listen, please. Listen. Listen. Obasanjo is what? Please pose this very clear, Obasanjo.
Where you have.
Listen.
An ineffective
Obasanjo.
An incompetent government. We are all victims.
Yes, we are all victims. Listen.
And don't let anybody deceive you. Those of you who are business, your business will have been better today if we have a competent.
Obasanjo said, don't let anybody deceive you, including Facebook and AFP and all these establishments, pro-Nigerian newspapers. Don't let anybody deceive you. Don't let saboteurs deceive you. Don't let Efulefu deceive you. Don't let any traitor deceive you. That is Obasanjo, who is not fighting for Biafra. That's what he's saying. Because in the end, you are going to hear why he said it. Listen carefully. They don't, you know, zoo, they are playing with, they don't know who we are. They have no idea. Now listen. Listen very, very carefully. Because they have no idea who we are. They have no idea. Listen.
The competent and effective and the performing government.
Yes.
It will happen. As I said, giving excuse there, we met many challenges. Now, if there are no challenges, then you wouldn't need to come. You don't need to come. And you come in because you know that there are challenges. And then giving us excuse that you have many challenges, that's why you haven't achieved results. And then you still want to go. First lesson I learned in my military training is never reinforce failure.
Never reinforce failure. Obasanjo, of all people, never talking about the Janjaweed administration, never reinforce. I'm pointing all these things out for you so you will pay close attention to what he's saying.
What we have now is failure. Never you reinforce.
Don't reinforce failure.
Never you reinforce failure. Let failure be failure. I'm gone.
Janjaweed.
And if you do not see what you should see, you will then be a victim of what you don't like. Because
repeat.
It's only when you see what you should see,
when you see what you should see,
and you do what you should do,
you do what you should do,
that you put away what you do not like.
You put away what you do.
If you don't see what you should see,
if you're blind,
and you don't do what you should do,
which is exposed,
you will be a victim of what you don't like.
I see it, you go. Zoo. They are playing with us. They don't know who we are. Obasanjo knows. If you are blind in the zoo, you don't know that that man there is not Buhari. You get the consequences of what you don't like, which is banditry, criminality, lawlessness, all this Janjaweedism. Because you are now facing what you don't, because you saw something that you are blind. And because you're blind, you know, that's the same where we come from. On your altar, you look away and agree you don't hear for a word. In other words, if they tell you something, if an elder speaks to you in a proverb or in an adage and you don't quite grasp it, it means that the dowry they paid for your mom is a waste. It means you cannot reason. It means you cannot listen properly. It means you're a fool. I want to play it without any interruption. I want this clip posted that the world may know that AFP is lying. That the world may know that Facebook collected money to suppress our agitation based on a false premise. Because Olusegun Obasanjo knows that Asorok is empty. I will play it again without any interruption or without any commentaries. That the world may know. If you fail to see what you're supposed to see, if you fail to see, oh dear. Let us listen, please, to what Obasanjo has to say. Listen. No interruption from me. Listen.
The point is this. When you have an ineffective and incompetent government, we are all victims. And don't let anybody deceive you. Those of you who are in business, your business will have been better today if we have a competent and effective and performing government. It will happen. As I said, giving excuse, we met many challenges. Now, if there are no challenges, then you wouldn't need to come. If there are no challenges, you don't need to come. And you come in because you know that there are challenges. And then giving us excuse that you have many challenges, that's why you haven't achieved results. And then you still want to go. First lesson I learned in my military training is never reinforce failure. What we have now is failure. Never you reinforce
failure. Sorry, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Never you reinforce failure. Let failure be failure. I'm gone. And if you do not see what you should see, you will then be a victim of what you don't like. Because it's only when you see what you should see and you do what you should do that you put away what you do not like. If you don't see what you should see and you don't do what you should do, you will be a victim of what you don't like.
Very, very simple. I hope you heard that. What you should see, if you don't see it, you become a victim of what you don't like. You, all of you, are blind. Not all of you, of course. IPOB is very much alive to the game they are playing in Asorok. Where is Osibaju? Nobody can find him since April. He's a executive vice president of the zoo. When you complain now, Facebook will say, he's fake. Facebook, have you seen Osibaju since April? Frederick Mabofo, Efulefu in Abuja, have you seen? No, they will say he was sharing trader money on the pages of newspapers only. Nobody has seen him live. He's never addressed any live press conference. Live. You say something and people ask you questions. That is the zoo for you. At least if they won't listen to us, they will now listen to Obasanjo. Obasanjo said you are reinforcing failure. Janjaweed. That is why in the zoo, only lies will suffice. Deception and lies. And that is why I keep praying every blessed day, asking God, what is it about black people that predisposes them to embracing evil? Why do we love evil so much? Why? Blacks, why do you love everything that is bad? Always defending evil. Convoy attack. Military concludes investigation, cautions Zulum against unverified claims. Who is Zulum? Zulum is the governor. He's the governor of Borno State. His convoy was attacked. Instead of them to say, oh, why was it? Of course, as Obasanjo just said, they reinforced failure in 2019. They brought in fact, Obasanjo himself was amongst those that brought in failure. Because Buhari, when he took over power in 83, was a failure. They knew that Buhari was a failure. A complete and abject failure. Intellectually, he's not very deep. He campaigned for him against Jonathan, his own boy. And they brought this Janjaweed into power. Now, a governor was attacked. The governor said, my convoy was attacked. In broad daylight, it was videoed. Do you know what happened? AFP, please, are you following? They came out and the army came out and said that we are cautioning the governor to stop making public remarks, which are part of what they call unverified allegations against the army. Can you believe that? So that means there are people with army uniforms going about and attacking people, claiming they're Nigerian army when they are not. That was what Obasanjo said. You reinforced failure. You were blind to what you're supposed to see. Come out and say that this man is not Buhari and all this insurgency will end. All these terrorist attacks will end. All this pain and suffering will end. All of you are there with your mouth closed. And they are paying idiots. Frederick Mwabuf, they are paying criminals. Hardened criminals. People that I'm sure that their ancestors were agents of slave hunters. To be writing rubbish. And some of you are not mentally strong enough to resist. To say, I am standing on the truth. No matter where the wind is blowing from, here I stand on the truth. I'm not moving from here. That is one thing that black people do not do. Some of you, some of your friends are evil and criminals. Instead of you to come and say to your friend what you're doing, oh, no, I don't want to rock the boat. No, please don't say anything. And evil is happening. If you say you have come out to fight evil, you fight evil to the hilt. If you claim that the idiot in Asorok is Buhari, let him come out and speak Fulani local dialect. He cannot speak it. Come out and give press interview. He cannot give. He looks younger. Everybody knows that very well. People age, but in this case, he's looking younger every blessed day. And you have idiots in AFP, black baboons, monkeys, black Africans, writing rubbish with the name of AFP. And Facebook is latching onto it to do their usual rubbish. That was how a woman, when I knew that the world is going crazy, to be honest with you, maybe it's not just black Africans who are stupid, who are very daft. It's all this, you know what fluoride does? Do you know what fluoride in toothpaste does to your brain? No, please go and research it. Fluoride, what it does to your brain. Tony Blair wanted to put fluoride in water, in drinking water in the UK. People kicked against it. I'm sure they went ahead and did it. Because Hitler used it to control the people. It dampens your brain so that the only thing you will hear is the official government propaganda and their lying. You don't know that? People that brush two, three times every blessed day. That's why I'm not saying that brushing is not good. It's very good. Fluoride is good for you. But I'm also telling you what it does to your brain. Go and ask what fluoride does to the brain. Because I don't understand. A woman doctor came out and said, I cured over 300 patients using this very therapy. Hydroxychloroquine, vitamin D, zinc, and one other one, she mentioned. I didn't lose anybody. There was no intubation. We, the doctors, curing these patients, we are taking it. And we have not gotten COVID-19. Somebody that had no relationship with any COVID-19 is a lie. What that doctor is saying is a lie. And people swallowed it. All the attacks against her, sponsored attacks by big pharmaceutical companies, including Bill Gates, and I'm sure Facebook. Sponsored attacks. All these millionaires, they think they own life, they can manipulate life and do whatever they like. The woman said, I cured 350 people. How many have you cured? None. But you're challenging her. That is how unreasonable I believe that the whole world even is becoming. But here, we stay on the truth. It doesn't matter who is pained. It doesn't matter who is upset. It doesn't matter who is loved or hated or disappointed. The truth has to remain. You don't bend it. You can embellish it as much as you like. Your lies. You can embellish it. You can craft it. You can blend. But once our people take that thing that you're saying and they dissect it, they see it's empty. They will know you're a liar. They will know you're a liar. That is why this Frederick Mabu for this is Tijani, all these monkeys in the zoo. Imagine a bunch of niggers in Africa writing for AFP, doing fact check. Since when? The army, a governor is complaining that my convoy was attacked by people wearing army uniform. Army is saying, stop making unfounded allegations. Can you believe that? That is the zoo that people are living in. That is the animal kingdom that a human being will come out to defend because they want Tinubu to become head of state, to become the zoo president. That is what they all think about. Our location is our turn. Let us go and grab that oil. It's our turn to eat petrol dollar. That's all. These are black. And that is why every day they suffer, but they do not know they are suffering. Every day they're in pain. They don't, as Obasanjo just said, you have eyes but you cannot see. Anytime you don't see what you're supposed to do and act upon what your eyes have seen, then the consequences that will come your way, you are going to endure it. These are facts of life. We are alive and we are dead, and this is Radio Biafra. The time now is approximately, 8:24. Our lines are not working. Our FM in Biafra land is down. Our app is down. But we'll fix it tomorrow morning. That I can assure you. Go and download Biafra IPOB Community Radio. Very, very important. IPOB Community Radio. Please, I beg of you, go and download it. To continue on the theme that Obasanjo was raising. Yes, we have gone down now to 10.7, 10.8. That is Facebook. They will keep raising it until they get to about 7K. People watching live on my page, not on Radio Biafra page. Then they will stop around there. That's what they do all the time. That's what they do. I want you to listen to this very news. NBC. Any broadcast that insults the governor senators will be sanctioned. NBC, Nigeria Broadcasting Corporation, the ones they contracted to stop Radio Biafra, and they failed woefully. NBC, the National Broadcasting Commission, on Thursday threatened to sanction any broadcast station over messages that insult political office holders. What is the meaning of democracy? If you cannot insult a politician, what is the essence of having democracy? Do you see how black people take democracy and they turn everything upside down? If you criticize somebody, is now an insult and an attack against that person. As if insult and attack is going to kill anybody. Have you heard of where insult or attack killed anyone? But Fulani, Boko Haram, Mietia can kill people. That is normal. but to insult a political office holder who is a looter. And so if somebody comes and steals the budget of my village, maybe to provide an amenity, and they steal it, I can't insult him and say, you're a thief. But this is democracy in Nigeria. In Nigeria. I want the world to understand. This is the reason why every day I broadcast, I must not fail to touch upon one very simple fact. That the way a black person reasons gives me cause for concern, I worry. Honestly speaking, I worry. It disturbs me a lot. How can you be in a democracy where you expect people to vote and be voted for, to be voted out of office? You're telling me that to insult somebody or to criticize somebody, which is what they're talking about in essence, is banned. They moved the fine from I don't know how much it was to 5 million. There is a law in place saying you pay 1 million if you're found guilty of hate speech. An information minister sat down overnight and wrote the law in a democracy. Do you see why when people clamor, we want to vote? Do you see why I don't want to speak against the spirit. But sometimes I wonder, are you sure it's the same God that created other people that created blacks? I don't know. Democracy is meant to be improving people all the time. But in the case of the zoo, it seems to be retarding them. Why? Because of the element of Janjaweedism in their democratic discourse. What they have done is a fusion of Fulani feudal system and a very primitive version of democracy. That is why you have a state of impasse. Nothing seems, any idiot can wake up and make any laws overnight, and it's supposed to be carried without due process, without it being deliberated in any of their useless legislative houses in Abuja. Just like that. In a democracy, you can't attack your opponents anymore with facts and with figures. It's an insult. You'll be locked up. This is the clearest form of fascism, of dictatorship we have ever seen anywhere in the world. And they claim they're in a democracy. They claim people should go to a Edo State and vote. They want each time. This UG black people. Each time you vote, you get the same garbage. Look at the nonsense they are offering with their mouth. Any idiot can see that because you're in a dictatorship. You're in Janjaweedism, Fulani rule. Any idiot can see that and write a letter. If you do this, you will go to jail. As Obasanjo said, you don't reinforce failure, but they are reinforcing failure. Because it's the zoo. That is what they do. And that is what they do best. That is what they do best. Very, very sad indeed. Very, very sad indeed. In the hallmark of democracy is to hold people accountable. The reason why I'm pointing all these things out in the zoo is to tell them that Biafra can never be this way. It can never be. As Obasanjo was saying, if you know that the problems you are going to face is insurmountable, why did you run for office? Why all these foreign people in Asorok, what is their job? What are they doing? The reason why I am pointing this out is because people are dying. Human lives are being wasted every blessed day. Somebody came out, a governor, possibly he wants to seek re-election, saying don't blame Buhari. Blame the service chiefs. But he knows that Buhari is not there. He knows that, remember the old Buhari? That there was a terrorist attack in Borno. He asked all the service chiefs to relocate to Borno overnight. Where is that Buhari today? Is it the same, this one here, that it looks like somebody wearing pancake and eye pencil? Is it the same person? Is it the same person, I ask? The man is saying, don't blame them. Then, if people, blacks, they don't even know the meaning of democratic mandate. Any day you're voting for somebody to put them into office, from that day, anything that goes wrong is that person's fault. That is the first rule of leadership. Even if you watch a cartoon I watched many, many years ago with my first son, Nnamdi, Bug's Life, go and watch it. The first rule of leadership, the grasshopper, who is the lead, who is the main grasshopper terrorizing the ants, taking all their food? Ask the little queen and the princess. Oh, why is there no food up there? The princess said, oh no, but it's not my fault. The grasshopper said to the little ant, the first rule of leadership, everything is your fault. So even people who are seeking for elected office in the zoo don't know the meaning of that particular being responsible for everything under you. You claim you're the commander-in-chief of the armed forces. And the things are not going right with the armed forces. And somebody said you shouldn't blame the commander. Do you see how daft black people? I'm only reading, I'm not interested in the news. I am only reading it out to let the whole world understand the very limited reasoning capacity of your average Nigerian. This is why I said that their education system is a mess. They don't teach them anything. You are not responsible, but you ask people to vote for you. Whoever they claim is I'm now Aisha's boyfriend. Of course, Aisha is sick. She's no longer there. As I warned them, any Fulani you put there will die in office or you will fall sick. Go and try it now. Come out and say you are the one in charge. You will die in office. They've been dying in office from day one. Go and try it. And you see what will happen. Aisha is away. Who is responsible for the zoo? Nobody knows. The service chiefs who are, and Obasanjo, who is a military man, said, you don't reinforce failure. That was what they taught them in military school. So the service chiefs, chief of air staff, the chief of naval staff, the chief of army staff, defense chiefs, all this rubbish. The first lesson they taught you in your military school, as Obasanjo said, was, don't reinforce failure. All of you are failures. That is why they are blaming you. But they are still in office. Because Nigeria is a zoo. That's why we call them a zoo. I want the world to understand this and to tell Facebook and AFP and all the idiots, the efulefus, the traitors, the backstabbing criminals, that they cannot stop Biafra. It is impossible. You can't stop it. You can't. The more you come, the more we grow. The more you come, the more we grow. That is how powerful we are. Or that is how powerful Chukwuka Abiyama made us. Not by man. All I've been explaining to you was the reason why they went about recruiting people. Recruiting them to try. And you know, they have tried everything and it has not worked. This IPOB is too strong. Every time, everything we've tried is not working. And I'm telling you, they may come to recruit some of you. They will come for some of you within IPOB. They will come for some of you because everything they have tried hasn't worked and it can never work. Never. Even if they buy over some of you, you are wasting your time. It can never, ever work. Never. This family is indestructible. Indestructible. Ask the Fulefus that went before. Those that thought they were too strong, they have to be. Oh, if not for us, what we are doing, everything was us. We are dead today. They are gone, and we are still here. The whole world is hearing about us to the point where the AFP took bribe from Nigerian government to run a propaganda for them against IPOB and my leadership. Has it worked? The answer is no. They are now even in more trouble because we are going to court. I'm taking them to court. They called me a liar. So we're going to court. Let them come and prove to a white judge, a reasonable man, that thing there is the old Buhari. The whole world is very spectacular. I've been waiting for this opportunity and it has come. That Nwabu, for that money you took from them, will be your end. That money you took from them will be your end. You are finished. Finished. By the time we are done, whoever wrote the memo to them, advising them that this is the line, the best line of attack, ought to know better. You must know by now that we are indefatigable. Indefatigable. Unstoppable. Radio Biafra app is not working because there's a problem. I've said this many times. We are not on our apps this evening. We are only broadcasting on, I don't know if YouTube is carrying us this evening. I have no idea. But I know that we are live on my Facebook and also live on Radio Biafra itself. Radio Biafra page. We are live because now when people share our, when I come on and they share the news, Facebook will start banning people and start restricting them. That's what happens. So we have to make do with what we have this evening. But by tomorrow morning, this problem will be rectified. It will be fixed. It will be fixed. Anybody who allows himself or herself to be deceived by agents of neocolonialism will have themselves to blame. We know every game plan. We uncover them. We uncover them. If they can try to use social media to convince gullible Americans, how much less a bunch of African monkeys? Very easy. But we're not going to let them. We cannot and we will never let them. There is a picture I want published this very evening, a picture of Ngozi Charity-Eke from Imufu in Enugu State of Biafra land, who was raped to death by Fulani headsmen. Publish those pictures, please, so that the world can see it on my page. Facebook can suppress. They may come out now and say it's fake news. You know, they are supporting evil, and they will always continue to support evil. Her name is Charity Ngozi Eke. She was raped to death by a Fulani headsman. I want every Efulefu, every baby saboteur, every traitor we have, every idiot supporting one Nigeria, those talking about 2023 presidency, that this is what is going to befall your daughters. She was raped to death. A Biafran girl raped to death by Fulani Janjaweed. Britain will not talk about it. There will be no report written. That idiot Mwabufo will not write about it. The fools at AFP won't write about it. Facebook may even suppress it or close the pictures. But that is the reality of life on the ground. And without IPOB, much worse things would have been happening by now. We are doing the best we can with the very limited resources that we have, battling forces of darkness from every angle. And I'm glad to say that we are prevailing over all of them. That I can assure you. We are prevailing over all of them because we are unstoppable. And I warned some of you before, a few weeks ago I told you, do you know how many terrorist groups you have in the zoo and where they are coming from? Some of you don't. That is why when I see a fool, you know our God is a miraculous God. When I refer to people, they say, oh, you insult people too much. Why, if you're a fool, why won't I insult you? Obasanjo knows you're a fool. Obasanjo knows you're blind. You cannot see. Why shouldn't I insult you? Why not? Because you're a fool. Have any of you heard of Ansaru before? I wrote it on my page. This is another terrorist group. Who is funding them? Fulani. Al-Qaeda in the Maghreb. Listen, Al-Qaeda in the Maghreb. ISIS in West Africa. Ansaru. Boko Haram. Miyet Yala. Who are the Fulani bandits and headsmen? Oh, you see, Fulani bandits and headsmen, they are all Miyet Yala. Five. Frontline terrorist groups. And who are these people called Ansaru? They are funded by Fulani people because they want to take over the zoo. Some of you are foolish because you're not. Every time I will remind you, go and read the history of Hausa people. All of you must go back and read the history of Hausa people. If you've not read it before, you are doing yourself a great disservice. Go back and ask yourself, how did Emirates come to exist in Hausa land? Somebody should do simple research. They have raped our sister to death in Enugu, Charity Ngozi. To death. People are coming out and talking about presidency. Nobody is talking. I don't know the type of God that made these people. They are so callous. They are so wicked. They are so evil. Nobody will pause to say, oh, but that could have been my daughter or my sister or my cousin or my niece. Never. I don't know why we have no empathy. We don't feel any pain for other people. We don't. All that matters is how do we grab money? How do we better ourselves? If you go to a Biafran today and you ask that one before has proven, give them some money. Tell them to castigate where they will. In fact, if you ask them, they will say, don't worry, give me bomb. I'll go and kill all of them. For money. For relevance. And for influence. They are the ones looking for relevance. Do you know that Nigeria Air Force jets bombed Ansaru terrorists in Kaduna? So you're not talking, not about, they didn't bomb Boko Haram, no. Not the famous Mietiala bandits, no. Not the headsmen, of course not. They were not bombing ISIS. Not Al-Qaeda. They are bombing Ansaru, another terrorist group. Can you imagine a country where their air force, in peacetime, they are busy bombing locations inside their own country? I want anybody to go back to history, go back in the last 20 years, and tell me any country who is not at war, officially, dropping bombs on their own citizens. That tells you that Nigeria is a failed state. Britain cannot hold it together. I am telling Britain tonight, you see that zoo you created, you can never hold it. It doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter the amount of ammunition and arms you ship in to the Fulani, your favorite pets. You cannot hold that, because you know why? The Almighty God in heaven has decreed that the zoo must, people are going to die. But the zoo must come to an end. It doesn't matter what Facebook does. It doesn't matter what junk AFP writes. It is irrelevant. The zoo must end. And people are going to die. And when those people are dying, I am telling the whole world, not the whole world, but the few of you that still retains a semblance of consciousness, those to hold responsible. You see the fools campaigning for 2023 election on all sides, on all, be they Igbo, Yoruba, anywhere. The fools, they are the ones killing you, because they will never rise up to condemn the killings happening. They will never rise up to tell that your lives are in danger. All they see is the money they are going to make in 2023. And some journalists, they only make money once every 4 years. Every 4 years during a campaign and elections, they make money. They are going to be rooting for them and campaigning for them. If you allow yourselves to be taken in, if you allow yourselves to be deceived, if you allow yourselves to become confused to the point whereby you can no longer read between the lines, then anything you see, you take, as Obasanjo said. They are throwing bombs, not against Boko Haram, against a new group. Now, I'm asking them, with all these, you know, I wouldn't call them mushroom, all these myriad of terrorist groups in the north, how do you think you can keep the zoo Nigeria as one? You're dropping, has any war been fought by dropping bombs from the air? You can drop all the bombs you like from the air and kill civilians as usual. You must put boots on the ground. And when you come on the ground, they will kill you. I am asking all of you with your relatives in the army and in all the frontline services. I am asking all of you, are you people that doubt? Can't you see the handwriting on the wall? What, is it because someone was saying to me, please, I want to leave the army, but I'm waiting for my salary. And you will die there. They are dropping bombs. Are you telling me that these are laser-guided bombs? Are you telling me that a recruit in the zoo, a Janjaweed, flying a helicopter, they will ask him to go and drop bomb on Ansari, he will go and drop it on Christian communities? Do you know how many villages have been wiped out? You people don't know what is in store for you. I keep praying every blessed day for Chukwuka Kabiama to have mercy upon our people, because we are absolutely daft. We know nothing. Death is coming. And it has started in the north. There is a bomb. I didn't say they are bombing Boko Haram. It is a group called Ansaru. Who, ask yourself, who are the people funding them? Fulani governors. Fulani politicians. Because their aim is to take over your land. As you're busy with this, your 2023 rubbish. Look, I will die as a Nigerian. I'm a politician in Nigeria. They are coming for you. Your village will be next. They raped and killed a girl in Enugu. Nobody has spoken. No political leader, no sociocultural leader. The only thing that concerns them is 2023. That is all that matters to them, to make money and go to sleep as we are raped to death, as we can no longer go to the farm. I'll read it for you. It's a zoo newspaper. Nigerian Air Force jets attached in Operation Thunderstrike have reportedly neutralized several Ansaru terrorists and bandits at their camp in Kuduru Forest area of Kaduna State. Now ask yourself this question. This newspaper, or this very report from the zoo army, is calling them Ansari, a terrorist group. Have they been proscribed? But you have an Igbo boy and Yoruba boy writing, IPOB has been proscribed, is a terrorist group. I'm asking you now, these bandits, they are dropping bombs on them. Have they been proscribed? Did, what's his name, the Attorney General of the zoo, go to get any ex parte motion tagging and serve a terrorist group? They have not done that. They can never do it because they're Fulani terrorist group. The Attorney General is Fulani. The judiciary is Fulani. No Fulani man will give or issue an order proscribing and serving. I want our people to learn something from it. They have not banned them. They are still free to operate. The newspaper and the army are calling them terrorist group. But the judiciary, the Fulani judiciary in the zoo, cannot bring themselves to tag Ansaru a terrorist group. Do you know why? Because they are all in it together. Their aim is to terrorize you into submission. So they take over your land. They can rape your daughters and abduct them and nothing will happen. That is the zoo for you. Air Force dropping bombs in peacetime within their own country. I want you to research and tell me where that has happened before without officially declaring any war. They are dropping bombs on a group of people that are yet to be tagged a terrorist group. But the ones without arms, they are a terrorist group. But these ones that are killing, to the point, to the extent whereby the Air Force are now dropping bombs on them. What does that tell you about the zoo you're in? What does that tell you about Nigeria? What does that tell you about the idiocy of an average black man in the British-created contraption, the Zoological Republic? What does that tell you? Do you see that people cannot reason? Do you see that people can no longer reason? Do you see why we are the way we are? Do you see how every blessed day, instead of them to face the truth, instead of them to confront the evil that is happening, what do they do? They sweep it under the carpet. Or they say, oh, he is lying. Now let us play. You know that brother, Obadiah, you know the man, the deputy central bank governor, you know him very well? The one they said, the one that was arrested and luckily released. I want to play something for you. What they said, what the zoo said happened. You know what they do these days. Once you're holding them in a very bad place, you know what they say? Oh, it's fake news. As they have done to me. And the Facebook copied it immediately. You know that man that was telling all of us what Boko Haram repented, Boko Haram leaders told him? What is happening in the zoo? They issued a news bulletin. You know what the news bulletin says here? That the man is fake news. That he's peddling fake news. Listen.
Services, DSS, on Friday, August 14, 2020, said a former deputy governor of the Central Bank of Nigeria, CBN, Dr. Obadiah Mailafia, is playing to the gallery and desperate to breach peace in the country. Mailafia, in a recent interview, alleged a northern governor was commander of the Boko Haram terrorist group. He was subsequently invited by the Plateau State Office of the DSS for questioning and later released. Public Relations Officer, National Headquarters, Abuja, of the DSS, Dr. Peter Afunanya, in a statement on Friday, pointed out this was an indication of an earlier warning about desperate efforts by some notable personalities to use their exalted positions to cause total breakdown of law and order.
Do you see why Lucifer is a black person? This is news. The news is not being presented in any objective manner. They are saying that Mr. Afunanya from Force Headquarters is saying that Dr. Obadiah Mailafia is guilty of fake news. Nobody has investigated his claims. I want the world to understand that this is the reason why black people go to school all over the world. They go to Ivy League schools. They come back and Africa is as dirty, as grubby, as poverty-stricken as ever. They learn nothing. This is the journalist. It's fake news. And now, what is now going to happen is that anytime you post anything from Dr. Obadiah Mailafia, Facebook will say it's fake news because somebody says it's fake news. That's it. Nobody cares to investigate. The man, his people are being killed. People are being slaughtered and raped and murdered in broad daylight to the extent that the army is now launching airstrikes against supposed terrorists, but not recognized by the state. Yet, black people. Hey, my goodness. My goodness. I don't know if there is an allow while all these people are well, I don't think I'll meet them. I would love to meet them again, to be honest with you. Black people, there is something wrong with us. Honestly speaking. Fake news just like that. If you speak the truth, it is fake news. Facebook will grab it. I don't know the type of Satan that goes in. I don't know what it is. All their job is to suppress the truth. I don't know why they want to do it. And meanwhile, the Fulani Janja with the terrorists, they're advancing, they are killing, they are raping, they are pillaging, they are coming. An idiot is busy talking about 2023 presidency. Your daughters are being raped in Enugu, they are dying. Under this climate, people are traitors. There are willing traitors. Some will come. Sabo will. They will keep recruiting them. And I keep asking God, does it mean these saboteurs and they don't see what is happening? Are they blind? And I've said it before. Maybe Fulani people should go to their villages and slaughter them or rape their sisters. Maybe their senses will come back. I don't know. Because right now, there is something wrong with us. Anybody who sees what is going on, who understands what is happening, and still insists on this useless, keeping this Nigeria one because of what you're going to gain, what you're going to get, it can never be well with you. Never be well with you. I assure you, never. This was where our problem started. And I want this very report published. Somebody published it and I copied it from that very person, please. And his name, I must give him credit because for somebody to go and dig this thing out, it is not easy. His name is Udumeze Ugu. He did a very brilliant research and dug up the Willings report that divided us. And I'm going to read this Willings report tonight for all of you to understand where this mess began, where the stupidity of our people started, where the balkanization of Biafra started. That thing that I told you a while back, that the British deliberately brought division into our land. It's called divide and rule. Ask them, it is their template. When they were conquering useless, primitive African people, that was their mantra. Divide them and you rule them. Once you cut people into two or three or four, you can now rule them. And after a while, you gossip to them and they start fighting each other. That's it. And you keep taking all the resources. That is why Africa is poor and very wretched. Now let me read the Willings report for you. This is a report published in 1958. Britain knew they were going to hand over. People think that I'm not anti-British. I hold a British passport. As I said, I'm an Anglophile. I love everything about Britain. But there are evil within which must be exposed. It is that evil that I'm exposing. So anybody carrying a propaganda that Nnamdi Kanu is against Britain, you're wasting your time. I am Anglophile to the core. My parents went to Anglican Church. Anglican Church means English, for your information. So, I want you to understand the truth, and that truth shall set you free. What is that truth? That Britain knew that Biafra was special. That's what I'm trying to get at. Britain knew that Biafra was very special. Britain also knew that there was something very unique about Biafran people, especially an Igbo man. Britain knew that only an Igbo man, I'm not being arrogant. It's just the truth. Because of their experiences in the Caribbean, in Haiti, for instance, and also in the Americas, they knew that only an Igbo man will have the courage to rise up to say that evil is evil. There are a lot of saboteurs or traitors, hardcore traitors within, but they understood that. And they think far, unlike our people. So Britain knew they were going to hand over power in 1960. So what they decided to do was to try and divide the only people they knew would give them headache. Not give them headache. We're not going to go to war with Britain. But because Britain never wanted Africa to develop. Britain, forget all this aid they give you, 1 million, to you people are fools. Britain never ever wanted Africa to stand on its 2 feet. Never. Even after colonization. No, of course not. They gave the powers to the Fulanis, the Janjaweed. And now what Britain did next will shock everybody. They proceeded to divide Biafra land to sow discord. All this time, Niger Delta, I want to let you understand where it started from. Somebody kindly posted it. And here it is. This is the Willing Commission report of 1958. What did this report say? The report says here, more than 98% of people who inhabit this area, the Igbo Plateau, that's what they call it, of the eastern region, are Igbo and speak one language. 98%. Now listen. Though, of course, with certain differences of... This is a white man's report. Please listen very carefully. I don't want to be going through this. When an idiot says I'm Niger Delta, I'm South-South, I want you to understand that it was Britain that planted that idiocy, that stupidity and foolishness in their brain. This is the report that I'm reading to you. Please, listen attentively. There are nearly 5 million of them, and there are too many for the soil to support, that we are too big to live in our land. For the But before the white man came, there was no beggar in our land. Everybody had a job to do. You see the white man, you see how Britain behaves. You see them. This was where they learned their trick. Nobody asked them, there was no hunger in our land, though, but all of a sudden they're saying that the land, that we are too many, our population is too many for the soil to support us. They are vigorous and intelligent. White man is saying that we are intelligent. Biafran people are intelligent. It is in the Willink report. Exactly what Lugard said in 1914. When I say, they say they are too pompous. It's not me. I am intelligent. White man is telling you that. Look at it, it's here now in the report. It's very clear. Do you see where the jealousy from the Fulanis come from and other people? Do you see it? Because no report by a white man referred to any other group as being intelligent except Biafran people and Igbos in particular. I will say it is the truth. It is here now, in black and white. That thing I told you when we started. Why Joseph's brothers hated him? Because he was loved by the father. The same thing I said to you, that the jealousy we experience every place is because we're intelligent. We are blessed. So if you're blessed and very intelligent and people are not jealous of you, that means you're nothing. If people don't talk ill about you, you are nothing. That means you don't exist. Now listen, they are intelligent and have pushed outward in every direction, seeking a livelihood by trade or in service in the surrounding areas of the eastern region, in the western region, in the north and outside Nigeria. The white man is saying that these people are industrious, they are very intelligent, they are moving out, they are everywhere, they are moving, trying to better themselves. This is their report, white man. They are no more popular with their neighbors than in usual in the case of an energetic and expanding people whose neighbors have a more leisurely outlook on life. I am going to do a special program. I can't even continue. I am going to do a special program. Do you know what the man said? This is a white man, Willink, a white man. He said that we are popular. Biafran people are very popular. Very, very popular. Because we are energetic and expanding and our neighbors are lazy. Because of that, they hate us. A white man wrote, not Chineke Nnamdi, not me, not anybody, not a Biafran report, Willink report. Now you see why they hate you, will always hate you. You see why they hate IPOB and two or three people. We are intelligent and we are blessed. I'm going to do this report as a very special program. Maybe I should try and do it tomorrow when we restore all our services. I don't do broadcasts every day. Maybe I'll try and do it tomorrow. Listen carefully. Though there has been no great kingdom, forgetting that there was a map of the kingdom of Biafra, where God only is the king. They've given Biafra. It is there. I will show them tomorrow. Again. Though there has been no great kingdom or indigenous culture, they say we have no culture. You see, Oyibo, in the eastern region, the coastal chiefs grew on their trade with the European ships and they had adapted customs, clothing and housing, more advanced than those of the people of the interior, on whom they had at first preyed for slaves. What the man is saying is that he is on Ibibio Efik, that they are slave traders of Igbo people. Are you listening to this? That Igbo people had no culture, but that the Izon people, Ejo, and Ibibio and Efik, the riverine people, that they acquired a culture by virtue of their interaction with the ships of white men. You see how they do it? I read in England, so I know their tricks. I know all these games. I know how to do it. It's like before you sack somebody, you bring them and say, oh, you're very good. You're very clever. Hey, you are very, very excellent. But meanwhile, here is your termination letter. I know their brain. I know the way they reason. I know how they operate. I know them very well. This is their classic move. Divide and rule. First of all, they started by talking about the whole of the East. And after a while, they took away the coastal region. And said, oh, coastal region, by the way, you people used to go and catch slaves in the Igbo slaves. And you bring them to us. You sell them to us. Which is a lie. You see how they roll? Unbelievable. It is too much. It is too much. Let me tell you something. Listen carefully. You see Ogoja. This Ogoja now that is in Cross River State. This is from a white man. Ogoja province had 1,100,000 inhabitants, of which 723,000 of them are Igbos of Abakaliki and Afibo division. Ogoja, from a white man, Igbo territory, from a white man. Tomorrow, I think I may have to do this preaching tomorrow. I am so disappointed, but also elated this very evening that we managed to broadcast at least on Facebook, but the other platforms were not working. We are going to rectify it tomorrow. And if we do, I will preach this very willing report to tell you how they managed to divide us. And this is the mentality that some of the idiots have carried till this very day. We are dismantling the lies. We are dismantling the old narrative. We are telling the truth. And that truth is what is going to set all of us free. And that is why we preach it on this very platform uncompromisingly. If you are not a prayerful person, I ask you to go and start praying tonight. Because the enemies are not done. They will come for some of you. And if you're weak, you will fall. But if you're strong, you will remain and you will see Biafra. On that note, we bring tonight's program to an end. But as I said, we'll try and fix our systems and try and download. All of you must download IPOB Community Radio. Very, very important. You must all download it. Tonight, download it on your phones. You are going to start listening to us on that very platform by the grace of the Most High from tomorrow. Once again, I thank all of you for listening. But do not forget why we do what we do. We are fanatical about Biafra. That is why to us, Biafra is a religion. And here on radio, Biafra is where we worship because Elohim Chukwokika Biama is our God. From me, from here, good evening.